Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. So excited to be here with you today. We're going to be talking about finding your inner compass that will lead us along to our purpose, to the love of our life, to the career of our dreams. So, but you have to trust your gut instinct, sometimes taking a risk, but letting that compass guide you along in life as you live full out. Also, you want to make sure you stay with us in our next segment. We're going to have Amy Dresner, who's going to talk to us about her journey with both meth and cocaine and just feeling lost, trying to find herself. And money was not the answer. You know, love life was not the answer. She had to go deep, deep, deep within and find her compass to get her out of those really dark times. And I want to make sure over today's show that you are supported. So if you want to hear it again, go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you. Just pick the theme that resonates most with what you're going through at this time. Or if you're on the go or you're taking a walk and you want to hear the Living Full Out show, just go to your app store, look for Living Full Out Radio, and we'll be there to support you. Or if you have an Alexa at home, then you can look for the Living Full Out Radio as a skill and be able to listen to us at home. And what I enjoy about today's topic, you know, finding your inner compass, is that we all have it. Sometimes it's just quiet. It's almost just kind of still. And we have to revitalize it. We have to tap it. We have to tug it. We have to, you know, give it a voice. And the way that you do that, the way that you follow your compass inside, is that you have to have times in your life where you quiet the noise, where you actually hear your heart. You hear your mind. Now, when you do that, you're also going to hear your fears. Remember, though, fear is false evidence appearing real. And so when you come across those times where they're toxic thoughts, that's when you want to, again, trust your guide. Trust that compass that it will lead you, even through the darkest of times, to what you're meant to do in life or who you want to be. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing? How can I help you?
Well, my question is, I keep thinking about this nice man who I was dating about 3 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, actually. And I broke up with him. Well, we dated only for a few months, just like 3 months. And I had known him like 5 years before that, so I already kind of felt comfortable with him. Anyway, we had a lot in common. Our kids are the same age, and we live in the same area. And he's really a sweet man. But I had promised myself to be honest with myself in relationships because I had a really bad relationship before that, about 5 years before that, where I was trying to force it to work and trying to change the man I was dating, and it wasn't working. I just kept sticking around. And anyway, so with this nice man, I took notes in my journal and kind of like when things just felt off for me so I could try to be more honest with myself. And it just came to a point where I was like, to be honest with myself, I just couldn't stay with him because I was just not compatible with certain ways that he, you know, ways he things he did or things he, like his lifestyle, like he smokes marijuana every day, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't do that in my lifestyle, and so that was incompatible. But there were other things, like I didn't understand his jokes. I didn't think they were funny, so that was kind of like an intellectual thing where we didn't quite connect, and I didn't quite understand what his job was before. I didn't quite understand how he explained things to me. And then values, in terms of values, I didn't quite agree, with how he approached certain things. But he was a really nice person, and the dates were really fun. And so for some reason, over the past couple months, I've been thinking about him and kind of feeling like, gosh, did I make a bad decision? But I keep thinking, I have this heart connection, but my mind just was not, it wasn't going to work with my mind. And so I just was wondering how to kind of, when I do go out and date again, how do I kind of move on from that? Because I had warm feelings for him, but I kind of would to move on.
You know, actually, your question could not be more on point with today's show, because we're talking about finding your inner compass. And, you know, there's going to be many different loves in our life. There's the first love, there's puppy love, there's the quick crush love, right? There's, you know, soulmate love. One time our guest shared with me an idea of a twin flame love, someone to run with. And so, so knowing that there's not just one love, then it releases the need for people to fit into a certain square or triangle or, you know, just a certain shape. And you don't need to be in a relationship with someone. You don't need to have them as a boyfriend or a husband or anything to love them. You can just love them for who they are. And that's when it falls into the companionship bucket. Okay. And so I think a couple of things. Number one, that relationship that you held on to, wondering if it's going to change, kind of hanging around a little too long. I don't know any man or woman who has not been there. So first of all, everybody has that relationship at least once, sometimes twice, sometimes three times in their life, right? And that's because you are a lover. You're a champion for people, and perhaps you wanted to see that through. This other man, though, all those things, the marijuana smoking, the inconsistency of his values and your values, those are actually really big things. It's one thing to go on a really fun date. That's companionship, right? Or it's another thing to have maybe go on a date and have stimulating conversation. Again, companionship. But it's another thing to sign on the dotted line and forever and ever, off into the sunset, you know, that person really needs to be somebody that your palms get sweaty for even 10 years later. You know, that person needs to be the person that one day down the line, when we get sick, they're there to do the ugly things that nobody ever wants to do. That could be that could be helping us if we're sick. That could be helping us get to the bathroom. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a very tender love. So what I'm not convinced in, and I don't know if you're convinced, is if this really nice man is that love. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've had that love. I was married. And that was what you're talking about. We were compatible on every level.
Now, it's not to say that you can't find that again. But do you see the difference between that and how satisfying that was versus this really nice man?
Yeah, it was really satisfying on all levels when I was married. That was 20 years ago, yeah.
Right, but you can find that again. But if you settle for the really nice man, not knowing if you made a mistake, knowing that the sweaty palms aren't there, knowing that that sense of home is not quite there, every day that you're with the really nice man, you're not meeting that greater love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely believe that the very nice man can be a companion. You know, you just have to keep it within a boundary that makes sense for both, where nobody gets hurt. But, you know, as long as you're not leading him along. But, you know, he might too want to go out with you. You sound very fun. And, you know, who doesn't want to go out to dinner? And who doesn't want good conversation and maybe a travel buddy? You know, sometimes people just want that person that they can have a night out with, go to a dinner and a movie with. He might be your companion, your buddy. But I would hold out for the guy that's going to give you your sweaty palms, make your stomach flip. I would hold out for that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nancy.
Well, you're welcome. And I hope inside you're kind of saying to yourself, I agree. Because follow your heart. Follow that passion. Again, let your inner compass be your guide. And you will never go wrong. Because then you will be living your truth. You'll be honest, but also we want to make sure that you're smiling, that you have joy in your life. So thank you so much for calling in. And for everybody, we're going to be coming right back after this break. Today, it is all about finding that inner compass as you live full out. We'll be back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, Certified Life and Business Coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy, too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and we're talking about finding your inner compass. And the topic is actually so important because If having our dreams, finding that love of your life was easy, then everybody would have it, right? And if everything just came our way, we had enough money in the world, we were perfectly in shape, then we wouldn't have the fight, the hunger, the drive to go for our goals, to go for our dreams and ambitions. So the thing is, finding that inner compass is actually very critical. Because it is kind of what leads you through those dark times. I know for me, going legally blind was very scary and stressful. And, you know, there were many times over the years where literally I could not see in front of me with my vision loss. But I also had to follow my inner compass in how I met people. Because I couldn't see them, I had to kind of follow that compass in wondering, you know, is this a good person that has good intentions? You know, they're here to help me or not. And I had to also follow my instincts and again, that guide, you know, whether I was trying to get to a location because I didn't drive and I was walking and maybe I couldn't see the edges of the curbs or the branches in front of me. And so when you're at a place, a crossroad where it is blurry, it is foggy. You can't see ahead of you. If you just stay still, you're not growing. You're not furthering yourself closer to those ambitions. So you have to take that step. And sometimes it's going to be scary. You don't know if you're going to fall, trip. But what if it works out? What if those dreams come true? I'd rather take that step than always wonder, I wish I had, or the woulda, coulda, shouldas, right? That gray zone is the scariest zone of all. Now, our inspirational guest today, as I promised, Amy Dresner, she has a fascinating story, but she's such a great example of following your compass. Because the voices that were coming at her, her parents, the addiction, you know, her own self-esteem, that could have taken her out of the game of life altogether. But she had that fight. She had that survival. And so I'd like to welcome Amy to the show so we can hear her story. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Nancy. It's so great to be here. God, what you were talking about is like exactly what I'm sort of dealing with in my personal life right now. So it's really kind of spooky.
Oh, well, you know, you and I were meant to connect because I didn't
know you were legally blind either. I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I am. Yes. I mean, it's been so long since I've seen my face. I constantly ask my friends, how are we doing on the crow's feet? How are we doing on the gray hair? You know, but that is okay. That is okay. But Amy, right now it is all about you. And the reason why I wanted to bring you on for this topic today, and just to kind of give our audience a little background here, you know, you had loving parents, but your mom really wasn't maternal in the way that she, you know, was with you, maybe in the early years, but not throughout. Your dad, you put on a pedestal, almost too close to him, like a girlfriend, and you felt abandoned when he had wives or was with someone. You were abandoned by your mom. She wasn't with you. Your mom was narcissistic. You just had all this busyness, And of course, not having parents that are together, you are shuffled around back and forth. And that can just really snowball into someone's self-esteem feeling very confused. And the added ingredient that you had in your life was money. Your family had money. And that was, in a lot of ways, the answers to a lot of problems. We'll put you in a nice, you know, apartment. You know, if you get good grades, right. You get money. You know, if you don't do sex right. And drink and whatever, we'll pay you money.
Exactly.
But what I'm curious about, Amy, because that lifestyle, that Beverly Hills lifestyle, is not one that we all lead. But I'm curious, what you struggled with throughout your whole life was purpose. And what you longed for was a sense of home. And what all of that chaos in the early years of your life had you do was be self-conscious, not feel like you were enough. And quite frankly, you started to have body issues. Can you explain that in terms of how you saw yourself?
Yeah, I had body dysmorphic disorder, which is like where you think you're sort of deformed, or you hyper focus on like a tiny imperfection and sort of think that you're hideous and no one else sees that. It also translated into a full-blown eating disorder of anorexia and bulimia. And none of that ever really, really goes away. That stuff never really goes away. And then I think that morphed into that kind of compulsive behavior of trying to find peace with myself and control my feelings. And like you said, find a home and find stability with myself and love myself. I stumbled onto drugs and alcohol, and with my genetics, you know, that just opened up a vacuum, and it became a nightmare immediately.
Well, and you know, today we're talking about finding your inner compass, and you had longed for control, you had longed for love, you had longed for all of that, and you never got it. And in fact, you felt more things were taken from you. Now, maybe a little bit entitled, you may admit, right? You know, the way that you grew
Absolutely.
Up, right? But you felt like you just didn't quite have, you know, the most important parts. Now, when you went after college to San Francisco, not knowing where your place in the world was, you had a mantra to say yes to everything. What was that about?
Right. Yes. Yeah. It was yes to the universe. Yes to my year of saying yes. I think Shonda Rhimes had a book called Year of Saying Yes, and hers turned out really well. Mine not so much. I didn't know who I was, and I was afraid of everything. And I just thought, I'm going to say yes to everything because I don't know if I'm afraid of it or don't like it or what. So let's find experience and let's spread our wings. You know, it was a little delayed and it got me into a lot of trouble.
Well, one thing you said yes to was crystal meth, which, you know, you tried it multiple times and then you grew to love it. And what I want to do when we come back, Amy, is I want to talk about some of these yeses that were negative, but on that San Francisco trip, some of the yeses were also positive. And what I want everybody to really take in when we come back and we're hearing the rest of her story is the yes mantra is a good one, but sometimes we have to listen to that inner voice. We have to see if the compass is shaking because, oh no, you're going in the wrong, don't go that way. Or is the compass showing beautiful numbers? It's glowing, it's happy. So you will know that by just taking those steps and saying yes. So stay with us, we're gonna be coming right back with Amy Dresner. Today it's all about living full out as you find your inner compass. We'll be back.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. and sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about finding your inner compass and letting that be your guide to get through very dark times and times where you're just not sure what you should be doing. What is the right answer? Am I in the right place in my life, right? We could drive ourselves crazy with so many questions. But our inspirational guest today, Amy Dresner, has been through it with drug addiction, you know, body self-esteem issues, you name it, but she is standing tall today. So very much like to welcome Amy to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So Amy, I find, again, your story fascinating because many times we do hear that when people do, you know, meth, like you did crystal meth, and then you had done cocaine and you would try to get sober and then you would relapse and you would try to get sober and then you would relapse. And you had kind of a really long bout with this over and over again.
Yeah.
And at some point, did you just want to check out? Like, this is never going to come together.
And I totally had lost faith in myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's fascinating also about your story is you just were constantly looking for reassurance, whether it be your parents. You even decided, okay, I have money, family money, but I just want someone to love me. I want someone to take care of me. So you decided to get married. And, you know, the thing about
that. Well, I didn't have family money when that happened. That was when all the family money was gone through rehab and therapists and everyone trying to save my life and get me off of drugs. And so then I married someone to take care of me. I mean, I think that one of the things that people don't understand about being raised with helicopter parents and with money is that everything is done for you. And so you learn not to trust yourself and you learn not, you become sort of, you don't learn how to do things for yourself. And so after a certain amount of time, you don't know how to do things for yourself and you're afraid to try. So it becomes, it really cripples you.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, that longing, that desire to be included, to be loved, that marriage didn't work out. But obviously, one of the things that happened is you got really upset. You were on drugs and you had wanted to hurt him with a knife. But that caused you to go into the legal world where you had a trial and you had ended up having to do community service. But what was it? But what was it about, here you were forced to do community labor, but this was the biggest turning point in your life. Tell me about that.
I don't know. I was sweeping the streets one day and I was feeling very sorry for myself and I just had this epiphany and I just went, you know what, this can be the best thing that ever happened to you or it could be the worst thing that ever happened to you and it's really your decision, Amy. I thought this could be the crossroads that you've been looking for, and this could really be a transformation if you choose to embrace it and choose the lessons, and that's what I decided to do. I have no idea where that epiphany came from, and later on I discovered, you know, Will Rogers' quote that the worst thing that happens to you can be the best thing for you if you don't let it get the best of you, and I put that at the beginning of my book.
Well, I'm going to start sweeping today because, I mean, broom sales have just gone up because of that. No, but honestly, but sometimes it's the most simple lesson like that that can be eye-opening. And I also find it interesting. You had, again, been in and out of rehabs, sober, relapsed. It was just, you know, a decade-long journey or more. But finally, a 12-step program did work for you. You had tried it once in your early 20s, but in your late 30s, What was different about it the second time around?
Well, I didn't even in my late 30s. Yeah, I guess in my late 30s, you're right. It did work. Well, actually, no. I relapsed again, and then I got sober when I was after the arrest. I had lost everything, and I really realized that. And everyone was done with my – they were done. My parents finally went to Al-Anon. I had sort of used up all the cards and chips, and everyone was tired of me at the bottom of the well, if you will. And I was on my own, and I had to climb out on my own. And that was when I really took responsibility and things shifted for me.
And you decided to eventually put together a book and just journal all of these events that had happened in your life. And it's so interesting, isn't it, when you actually read back your life story and you're like,
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And it's horrifying. Yeah, yeah. But it finally gave you purpose. And how is that?
Correct. That's been amazing. It's been what I've been looking for my whole life and why I felt so lost. It's given me self-esteem because it's something I did for myself. It's something I created completely on my own with nothing. No one gave it to me. No one did it for me. I did it for me. And it's helped a lot of people. And I mean, nothing fills you up like helping other people. I mean, it sounds really trite, but it's really true.
Mm-hmm.
And it took all those 20 years of all that sort of suffering and destruction and turned it into something helpful. And that makes so I don't feel that time was lost now.
Well, and you just touched on it right there. That was my next question, because where do you put, if there is any, anger, frustration of those 20 years lost? I mean, they're not lost because you found your purpose. But do you halfway wonder, what could my life have been if I just did it differently?
I had moments like that, not so much anymore. Now I'm sort of, you know, I'm grateful to be alive. Honestly, I should be dead. I'm grateful that I got a book published. Very few people get to do that. I'm grateful that I've been able to stay sober. And so I don't really think of that. I think that was the journey that was supposed to happen. I was supposed to go through that so that I could have this wisdom to share with other people or give them hope or, you know, be a warning or whatever it is. So I don't really think that. I think that the downside is that I am a little bit developmentally delayed because of those 20 years that I should have been growing up. I was sort of in my addiction and mental illness. And so now I'm sort of, you know, 51 and there's a lot of things I don't know how to do that I should know how to do at my age. And I just try and find the humor in it and, you know, learn from other people.
Well, and you touched on, again, another question I was going to ask you, because humor, you know, at one point you decided to do stand-up comedy and give that a whirl. And
right.
You were able to make people laugh, like in the 12-step, they were laughing, you know, you had a lot of comics saying, wow, you're really good. And
right.
We're talking a bit about, you know, finding our compass. Do you think that humor was always in you? It was just waiting for you to let it shine?
I mean, my father's a comedy writer. I mean, I grew up with, you know, famous comics like Joan Rivers and Gary Shandling in my living room. My father, you know, I grew up in Hollywood. So it was like humor was always sort of the most important. My father cared more that I was witty than he cared about anything else. So humor was always part of it. And it was very much a survival mechanism for dealing with the shame when I was going through my addiction. And so, you know, nothing is funnier than sort of tragedy plus time equals comedy. And so, you know, I had a lot of material for stand-up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the thing is, laughter is the best medicine, they say. And this longing to find a home, I know your friends had been your family over the years. You obviously, your dad was, you know, on that pedestal. You admired him. And but over time, your relationships with your parents had changed. I mean, your dad is still very much your father, but he had cancer, and your mom, which
right.
I'm sorry, you know, she has her own sickness right now.
Yeah, she
but
has
the
dementia
tables,
now.
Dementia, but the tables have turned. Now you're her parent. Is that strange?
Correct. Yeah, it's hard, but I also think it's my karma. I mean, I think I didn't want to grow up and I didn't want to take responsibility. I didn't want to take care of myself nor other people. And I think you meet your destiny on the road you go to avoid it. And so, you know, it got served up to me. And I am in a place now that I'm clean and sober that I can do it. And so I took it on. And it's difficult, you know. But, you know, you talk about, you know, trusting your inner compass. When you've been an addict for a long, long time or mentally ill, it's you've betrayed yourself and you can't trust your inner compass. And so that's still a process I'm learning to do, is trust my intuition and trust that it's not my mental illness or my addiction tricking me. You know what I mean?
Well, Yeah, and that mental illness, you know, just like, because you had, you know, a couple different diagnoses, that IFRP, and sometimes it's really easy to walk around like that defines us. How did you break that?
Absolutely.
And you're not defined by borderline personality or body dysmorphia. How did you break those labels?
I realized that I was using that as an excuse to continue acting out and continue to have people take care of me. And I thought that I really needed to recast myself if I wanted to change my life. And I thought, I am flexible, I can change, and I did.
I absolutely love that. Recast yourself. Final words, Amy. What does living full out mean to you now that you have hit this place where you are proud of yourself?
It means going after my dreams. It means being a sober lady. It means keeping my word. It means being kind. It means being of service. It means not always listening to my, acting on my feelings and doing what's correct.
Don't you wish, Amy, we could just go back and scoop up the teenage you?
Oh, and just, we're talking about San Francisco. I wish I could grab her now and shake her and be like, oh my God, please do this instead. And like, this is what you're going to figure out and you are enough and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, hey, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story. I could have a whole nother hour with you, but we'll always be wishing you the best. And thank you again for sharing your story.
Thanks, Nancy, for having me. Have a great day.
You too. And for everybody, honestly, we all have a story within us. I know that you do as well. Whether it's overcoming relationship heartbreak, whether it's failing or feeling like you're never ever going to reach that goal that you're striving for and you just keep watching other people go by you and being successful, you know, whether you're dealing with, you know, body issues, self-esteem issues, the thing is that we only get to where we want to go literally together. Nobody wants to be at that top of the mountain alone. Woohoo, I made it. You want friends, family, and supporters. So email us at connect@livingfullout.com. We'd love to hear from you and what you overcame. Today it's all about finding that inner compass as you live full out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be
day.
A football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it comes to following that inner compass within you, you, number one, want to make sure that you listen to your heart. You listen to those dreams, those goals. They want you to hear them. They want you to take that next step. And most of all, trust yourself. If you make a mistake, try again. But who knows, you may just win big.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out show. And today we've been talking about finding that inner compass within and trusting that and finding our way to where we want to be in life, trying to connect those dots. And I realize it is not easy, right? I mean, there's the unknowns that pop in our day or pop in our life, and we didn't know they were coming and it wasn't the plan. And all of a sudden, your compass is off course, right? But when something is meant to be, it's like having a magnet inside of you, right? The kind that you just put on the refrigerator to, you know, stick things up there. It's like you have one of those inside you and you're pulled along in life. And when you get off course, the magnet will pull you back on course. And so it's okay to go off course from time to time. It's okay to say yes to things and try things and experiment. And it's okay to fail, because when we fail, that's when we learn. That's when we kind of work that muscle, we harden our shell just a little bit, but it's also when we learn the most and we gain our insights. So you really want to put yourself in the out there as you're trying to follow and trust that compass within. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're just going to go say hello to them now. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy. I have a question.
Hi. Yes.
How do I juggle work and family? I'm recently back to work. I'm leaving kids and an elderly parent at home, and everyone needs you. And in the mix of all this, I've kind of ceased to exist myself.
That's a really, really, really good question. Let me ask you, when you say that everybody needs you, is it that they physically need you to do things and there's not enough time to physically do those tasks? Or is that emotionally they need you?
It's a little bit of both, mostly physically. I think they're just so used to me being a stay-at-home mom for 14 years, and now I'm not. So they need to start to learn to be more independent. My mom is a different story.
Yeah, I was just going to say, an elderly parent, that's a special circumstances. And how old are your kiddos?
They are now 13 and 15.
All right. Well, this is the time to empower them to start learning how to do some of these things, these life skills. I remember back a long time ago, there was the Cosby Show, right? And there was this episode where Theo needed to grow up, and they cleared out his entire room. They gave him Cosby dollars, and he had to learn to pay rent. And the kitchen became a restaurant, but they made it fun. And it taught him the importance of money. It taught him what things cost. And it was a valuable lesson for him in the show. Now, I'm not saying that you have to move out all your kids' stuff, right? But I think there's an opportunity for you to make the family more of a team. You're the CEO, right? But maybe give them a title. Let them know that they make the wheels turn, not like because they have to, not because it's a dun-dun-dun chore, right? But because you're a team. And then what is the benefit for the team? What family vacation are we going to go on if everybody does their part? You know, try to make it fun, make it a game, show them the beauty of the growing. And then, you know, obviously with your mom, you know, that's precious time, and it's kind of giving back. I mean, that's the one place where you're going to have to shine the most, you know. But even elderly parents can still learn, right? They, you know, nobody wants to grow old and just sit in a room, right? They want their mind to be active. They want to feel needed. So even give your mom something to do to help her feel needed. And then most of all, you got to find a little time for you. Maybe it's waking up 10 minutes earlier and going for a brisk, fast walk. Maybe it's having a playlist on your phone that's songs that lift your spirits. You know, maybe it's treating yourself once a week to that one thing that just makes your heart sing, you know, food-wise. But you have to take care of yourself. It's just like on an airplane, right? You got to put your mask on first before you can help others, okay? So thank you so much for calling in, but we'll be thinking of you and wishing you all the best, okay? Thank you. And for everybody listening, today it is all about finding that inner compass, that voice, and trusting yourself. Because when you do that, that's the secret sauce. That's when the magic happens. Because now you're not hitting that brick wall. You're not quote working. You're smart. You're having fun. You're living full out. And just make sure that you go back to today's episode. If you need to hear this one or any of them again, just go to livingfullout.com. Also, reach out to us on social media. We're right there to keep you inspired on the go. Most of all, know that I believe in you very much. The entire Living Full Out family is dedicated to standing right there beside you as you follow your compass and live full out. See you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.